Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri, and I'm so blessed to have you.
Thank you, Mom. It's such a thrill to sit here and look how beautiful you are and how excited I am about today's message.
Yes, well, because with Shelley, we're at the beginning. It's like New Year's, right. And you and I are very cognizant of it because we go to Israel so much. Mm-hmm. What age did you start going to Israel with me?
28. Yes.
And you've been 40 and more times. Right.
At least.
And you and your husband now take tours mm-hmm. to Israel.
We took one in Israel, February, near Purim.
Uh-huh.
And yes, so it's very important that we continue. Mom, everything I do is I'm very aware of the fact that I'm just an extension of your mouth, your hands, your feet. You're a great trainer.
Well, to tell you the truth, Shelley can teach anything about these things that I can. Well, and she's also goes way back to the days of Ulpan Nakiva.
Yes.
And Shulamit Katz Nelson.
In fact, I see her face right behind
right.
you.
Right. So she'll keep you straight. Right.
Right.
But Shelley, this is the new year. And we're on the countdown to the coming of the Lord. Coming of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
The King Messiah.
Yes, King Messiah.
Yes, because he will set up on this earth an earthly kingdom. And everything right now is just pointing to it. If you are conversant at all with Bible prophecy, what's happening right today? Well, now, who knows? You're either going to get this the 9th and 10th, it'll be the 10th or the 17th of a Tuesday. And so I don't know what will have happened, but as Shelley and I are sitting here, here's some of the things we can tick off.
Right.
The United States Congress is to vote on whether or not President Obama has the right to go into Syria with, I think, a limited strike, because on the 21st of August, Syria, Assad, the Assad regime, used something, you know, they've had poisonous gases since World War I. But they were so terrible back then that the nations just sort of took it upon themselves not to use them ever again. And they were not used until Assad. So there has been a demand almost that we go in. But still we have people. I don't know how it's going to turn out the vote, because I know Gingrich, a Republican, he's not in the House right now, but he's very powerful among the Republican people, and he says to vote no. Another Republican say to vote yes, and there are Democrats yes, and there are Democrats no. So we don't know how this is going to turn out. But if, perchance, by the time you hear this, the United States has gone in, then you will know more than Shelley and I do sitting here right
yes.
now.
Mm-hmm.
But the amazing thing is, Shelley, that Jesus said, watch the fig tree and all the trees, those other nations.
Yes.
And those other nations are on the scene right now.
Yes.
Russia, as we sit here today, Vladimir Putin, who was the head of the KGB, and he's now the head of Russia, president of Russia, and he's very much against it. And he said that there's no clear evidence to show that Damascus had carried out chemical weapons attacks, and that it would be illegal if we went in. And then he's on the scene. He comes from Ezekiel. Russia comes from Ezekiel chapter 38.
Yes.
And then we do know that Syria, Damascus particularly, is in Bible prophecy. In chapter 9 of Zechariah, and again we're quoting from David Barron and his commentary on the book of Zechariah. He says, read, Shelley, I don't know if you have this here. I'll read it because I had a marker.
Yes, do.
Do you have it? Okay, the burden of the Lord, word of the Lord, in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of men, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward Jehovah. And David Barron says that this is the last part of the book. It's a special section in the book of Zechariah. It's prophetic. And it shows in the first two chapters the overthrow of world power and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom. The last two, 12, 13, and 14, the last section have to do with Israel, and God's preparing Israel for what they will eventually do.
Mm-hmm.
And all from 9 to 14, it has to do with war between the nations and Israel. And so now here's Baron. He understands very much, of course, the Hebrew. And he says, "The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof," means that this burden starts there. This prophecy will begin in Syria and then Damascus, and then it will spread out through all the other parts. Now, you know better than Shelley and I do, if it did begin and if it spread out, eventually it's going to come to the place, and we don't know how long this eventual will be. Isaiah 17, "The burden of Damascus, behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap." Someone wrote me an email and said, well, in their Bible, there's a note on the side that this was fulfilled in such and such a day by such and such a one. Well, with prophecy, you have types, shadows, fillings, and then fulfillings. This has not been fulfilled because Damascus has never been taken away from being a city.
Right.
And but there have been attacks, of course, upon Damascus, and things happen. But
yes,
you know, sometimes, Shelley, when we go up to Misgawam, we're not 30 miles from Damascus.
The fingertip of Israel.
No. Right. And you know how we go to the Valley of Tears, where we have a border with Syria?
Right.
We were not allowed to go there this time because they had, some of the fighting had lobbed over. So it's so very close. It's so very small, Israel.
Oh, it is.
And all of these places. And if it starts in Damascus, and then we see the other players, Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39.
Right.
And
Turkey.
Of course, from Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39. What has begun? We don't know.
Well, the players are on the stage.
They're on the stage. They're recognizable.
Mm-hmm. And what Jesus said, watch all the trees. And these are the nations of prophecy, as specifically mentioned in Ezekiel. And here we are, this generation. You and I are seeing it. Our viewers are seeing it. And what they will know, that just keeps striking my heart, what they will know when they hear this broadcast, what we all will see.
Yes, what will they know that we don't see, you and I sitting here? What has happened? I know one thing, keep your gas tank filled. If a war does break out in the whole area, make sure you're not running on empty, run on full.
A little cash in your coffee can.
Yeah, but here we have, let's turn over to Ezekiel 38, Shelley. Now you get Ezekiel 38, and I'm going to get these scriptures on Damascus, and we're going to tie them together here.
Okay.
You know, Peter said that the Old Testament prophets are a light shining in a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at the light right now. Would you please start in Ezekiel 38?
And what verse would you like?
Well, let's start with verse 1.
Okay. "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee,
and be thou a guard unto them. After many days shall thou be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people, against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them.
Now where could that be?
Well, what the world calls the West Bank, the mountains of Israel.
Right. But what is the land that was brought back from the sword?
Israel.
That should be plain for everybody to see.
Yes.
And where it says the latter years, actually the Hebrew says the end of days. And so it's speaking of a conglomeration. Now, I've always thought it interesting that he said, I'm against the Ogog. Mm-hmm. He's against an evil spirit that is behind all of this. He's going to be operating down through Russia. Meshach, an ancient name, and Tobolsk of Russian names. And who's the first ally, Shelley? Verse 5.
Okay, I'll turn my page. Persia, present-day Iran.
Present-day Iran. And they're going to come down into Israel. But isn't it interesting that it says, I put a hook in your jaw.
Right.
I'm bringing you down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we prayed today and when we're praying about the situation over there, I have a sense, ever since the Arab Spring, that God knows what's happening. Oh, of course he knows what's happening, but that he may know a little more than what's happening. Mm-hmm. He might be setting some hooks.
That's right.
He might be bringing some people into places, if they're not going to turn to him, of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a war that never has been.
No.
And we see here that it is coming down into Israel, into the land of Israel. And read verse 16, Shelley.
And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, and the nations may know me. That the nations may know me.
In other words, he's doing this for a purpose.
When I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes.
So the things that we see right now, and how did Ezekiel know? That everybody's going to be able to see what happens.
The technology
of today. You could sit in the wilds and see on an internet,
right,
what's happening, and the nations are going to see some kind of a real display of God.
Yes.
And so I believe, Shelley, that even with today, this Rosh Hashanah, this day that we're on right now, eclipses are going to take place this year. We've got some information on that you can get online. They're going to be on. They're going to begin. So, if you want the book, Type Psalms and Prophecies by David Barron, $15 special, radio special plus shipping. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy and Shelley saying
Shalom.